Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A grave misconception which is found regarding Islamic punishments is the notion that the crime in Islamic punishments is proven through a particular methodology. And they say, our jurists say, that a crime can only be proven either with the admission or the acknowledgement of the criminal himself or through a certain number of witnesses who testify to the crime. Now, this is a misconception, and Islam has in no way bound us to prove a crime through a particular means, except in two cases. Except for those two cases which I'll presently discuss, Islam has not bound us in any way to prove a crime through a particular methodology. So therefore, camera prints, post-mortem reports, fingerprints, circumstantial evidence, and anything which can satisfy a judge. And even in this matter, there's to be no distinction to be made between a man or a woman, or a Muslim or a non-Muslim, as far as witnesses are concerned. So, as I said, except for the two cases I'm just going to mention, the Quran and Islam has not bound Muslims in any way to prove a crime through a particular procedure. Now, the first of these exceptions is that if a person accuses a chaste lady of fornication, which is called kazf, then the Quran says that four eyewitnesses must be produced for this crime, for the crime to register itself. Otherwise, proceedings will not even start in this case. So in this regard, four eyewitnesses are required, and the wisdom behind this obviously is that if a chaste lady has faltered, Islam wants that her crime should remain hidden from the society because she's a chaste lady. And the other exception in this regard is that in order to curb the prostitutes or prostitution in a country, then what the Quran says is that four witnesses can testify that a certain lady is a prostitute, then that would be enough incriminating evidence against that lady to indict her in a court. So this is the second exception, and the Quranic words used are وَاللَّاتِ يَأْتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةً مِّنْكُمْ. And upon those of you women who commit fornication, call in four people from among yourselves to testify over them. The words used in this verse are يَأْتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, which of course refer to people or to women who are habitually involved in fornication, who are, in other words, are their prostitutes. So this verse says that it is enough to indict a prostitute of her crime if four Muslim witnesses testify to her ill ways, and they testify that this lady is a prostitute. So this is the second exception which is given. Apart from these exceptions, as I said earlier, Islam or the Quran has not bound Muslim jurists or a Muslim judge in any manner to follow any particular procedure regarding proving a crime. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.